Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Shoot, yeah, here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Jake Ferguson Show coming up at 5:35 here on a Thursday. It's time now for football's finest, and here's Eric.
How about this? Injury report. Teddy Bridgewater did not practice. Teeth is all it says. He's got a teeth issue.
That maybe sounds painful.
Did he go for the veneers, or is that just a toothache situation keeping you out of practice? It reminds me of when Sam Darnold got mono. You know, it just pops up on you out of nowhere. What's going on?
Door swings back open for Justin Fields to go out there and have the practices of his life.
So you said he had a
just
teeth injury?
Yeah, it just said teeth. He's did not practice, parentheses, teeth.
He wears braces.
Bridgewater does?
Yeah. Hey, I saw him give a hug the other day to?
Where my hug at?
Yeah, he was playing. Who did the Tampa Detroit? Him and golf were teammates.
Yeah, they were.
And so
he went to give
golf a hug, and I saw his teeth. So he's got braces on. You think he had a deal where they got him tightened?
Yeah, maybe it was a tightening situation.
And then all of a sudden his gums were hurting him and
something
stuff?
Got busted up in there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he was eating the roasted peanuts with Lucius and one of them screwed up the braces. You can never be too careful.
Never can be too. I told you the story about Shante Carver, right?
I told you
the story about Shante Carver.
Oh, wait, you picked him up?
No, the Shante Carver and the Cowboys draft him, and my scout told me he was never going to gain weight.
Oh, yes.
Because he was a chronic dipper.
Yes. Yeah. He had like some sort of gum disease that kept him from wanting to eat food.
Yeah, his gums were so sensitive he couldn't eat food, so he wasn't going to put weight on.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's a scout's eye right there.
That's scout's eye.
Yeah, so the Dolphins restructured the contract of starting linebacker Jordan Brooks by converting base salary into a signing bonus, creating $3 million in 2025 salary cap space, makes it a more tradable contract. I'm still interested if Max Crosby's not going to work out, trying to find a way to just go get like a 3-for-1 deal. Heck, make it 4-for-1, throw in Achan. He might be the guy I feel worse for in the league right now because he is their offense. It's just we're going to hand you the ball, and you're going to get hit at the line of scrimmage, and you're probably going to go down. So, or we're going to just throw the ball to you on a swing pass, and if you can go out there and make about 6 dudes miss, you can go make a play. He's got like 90 more touches than anyone on that Dolphins offense.
Wow.
Just running him into the ground.
It's
save
their best asset.
Achan and make him the lightning to Javonte Williams' thunder.
Yeah, man, I hear you. Now, when I hear linebacker name, you know, my first curiosity is, how versatile is this guy? What position has he been lining up at? So Jordan Brooks been a weak side linebacker for the Dolphins with Overshown coming back. How would you imagine that those pieces would fit together?
Yeah, that's a good question. That is a good question. I still don't want to overdo it with Overshown. And maybe you have like specific things that you want. Maybe Overshown comes back and initially he's just kind of your blitzer guy. Hey, we're not trying to ask you to do too much here. We need help getting pressure. So you're going to be like our fifth rusher. A lot of times.
You're saying about Overshown?
Yeah, talking about Overshown.
I know. The thing that, okay, real quick, you worry about Overshown as a rusher moving on that knee, like going in, you know, like going upfield,
yeah,
pivoting. I mean, at least initially. at least initially.
I don't know what I'm more concerned about, honestly. And I don't necessarily say rusher, like line up on the edge and everybody knows you're rushing.
No, no, no. I was
like
talking about the blitzer. Blitz. Yeah, but all
it's
sudden,
like just going straight ahead.
Yeah, no, I totally understand what you're saying. I just wonder if initially that I want him to kind of, and he's going to feel comfortable. They're not going to put him out there, you know, hurt and all that stuff. So I'm just curious that if you rushed him and dealing in piles and pivoting and all those things, is that going to be just kind of get a little feel, you know, so mm-hmm. let him play a little bit
yeah.
before you maybe make him a blitzer or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I'll take your word for whatever you think is best suited for him. I just assume kind of going north and south and make it easy on you. Hey, just go blitz and pull a Shamar James on Jaden Daniels
Could very well do that. I wonder with having to chase guys and stuff like that as a blitzer would be. But he's going to be ready to go. I mean, he is going to be ready to go. I have no doubt about that.
So looking at the Denver defense, their metrics elite, Broadus just gave us the breakdown there in Krusty's corner. But they have played one of the weakest schedules of opposing offenses in the entire NFL. Like, this will be a big wake-up call for them. They did play the Colts.
Yeah.
And the Colts, super balanced, and they're legit. But otherwise, they face Cam Ward. They faced Jackson Dart, who actually had some good success against them. Justin Fields, Jake Browning, when he was still quarterbacking the Bengals. And then the Eagles, when the Eagles were still, and maybe they are still in a weird space offensively, but especially a few weeks ago when they played them, the Eagles' offense was not anything to really scare you. The Chargers and Colts are the only two consistently good offenses the Broncos have played. And Los Angeles had 29 first downs against them. For reference, the Chiefs had 30 versus the Raiders the other day. So they were moving the ball. They scored 23 points. Indianapolis scored 29 points, and they had a very bad day in the red zone that day. It could have been a heck of a lot more.
Sure.
So it'll be interesting to see how the Cowboys Dallas, can go about exploiting them here a little bit.
Dallas is equipped to play this game. They're equipped on the offensive side of the ball to go after these guys and handle the rush and hopefully make some plays. And, you know, that's what they're going to need in this game, but I'm not, like I say, going after Patrick Surtain, and I might regret saying that, but with the receivers you have right now, I think that's a good way to play football.
Surtain has allowed 0.7 yards per coverage snap this season.
Sure. And I want to go after him.
Yeah, well, listen, again, when you have this quarterback and these receivers, you shouldn't be playing scared.
They have, you mentioned it, they have yet to play somebody like this. You know,
how about this? The Cowboys defense has allowed 29.4 points per game this season. That's 30th in the NFL. Yeah. The 2000 Rams are the only team in NFL history to allow 28 or more points per game and make the playoffs.
Yeah, man, I saw that earlier. I don't know how many offenses in history have been this good. You know, so I think this is the opportunity where you could break that. But you internally, you got to look at that like, wow, we got to trim a field goal off of our defense here the rest of the way. And that's for your season total averages. So you might have to get down to what, 25, 24 and a half points per game allowed to get under that for the season.
By the way, so now you have the Eagles and the Giants playing again. Quick turnaround. Yeah. They play Thursday night 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks, yeah.
And now here they are. Now the Giants go into filthy. And I was just thinking today, like, how hostile is that Eagles fan base going to be towards the Giants in general, Jackson Dart? Like, this is going to be the vitriol. Like, they're still carrying around that pain from getting embarrassed on Thursday Night Football just a couple of weeks ago. This will be an all-time hostile environment for Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart's played in more hostile environments than that.
You think so? I know he played in the SEC, but now this is like you just beat us 2 weeks ago, and now you're coming into our house.
He's played at Alabama and LSU. He's played in some hostile environments.
There's no question. Yeah. I think
he'll be fine. I'm calling another Giant victory here.
Holy no, cow. You are not.
I am absolutely, yes.
Giant victory. I mean, they beat him pretty convincingly.
Giant victory. Get ready.
Their strength still matches up incredibly well with how the Eagles want to win. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
What was that spread yesterday in GTS, Broadus? You had it on the chat, GPT.
Is it seven?
Seven and a half, something like that. Vegas still's given the Eagles quite
same
the,
spread as last time.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
I would be comfortable betting New York again. I don't know how Philly's going to handle all that extra emotion.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you would think that they
Cam
would come
Scatabu.
Out with
Cam Scatabu downhill running.
Welcome. We're Scatabros together. Yeah.
downhill running.
Did you see
today.
Him? He was he's like on the in the background cheering on the Knicks last night on the cover of the
no,
New
didn't
York
see that
Post
one.
Or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, he's back there just like screaming rabid like a Knicks fan would, but it's Cam Scataboo right there under the rim.
All I could think about was their last game too the whole time. Like, man, if y'all would have won, yeah, it'd be a lot better, bro.
Man, when
yeah. If they would have beat
yeah,
them.
Yeah, it just looks weird after
I know,
that.
I know.
Especially the way you lost.
Yeah, historical.
Yeah.
Absolute meltdown. Yeah, we can't even understate just how do the Giants respond to that loss?
They don't know any better. Young quarterback, he's going to wash it. You saw what our running back was doing. He was cheering on the Knicks.
That's true. He's on to the next.
He's on to the next.
Yeah, I think for a young team on the come up that, like, after you watch that film and realize we had a team with one of the best defenses and one of the best offensive lines on the ropes with 8 minutes to go, we somehow figured out a way to cough this thing out. But, man, down in, down out, we're not a bad football team. It's got to be exciting. And for Scataboo, I don't know who his favorite team was before he got to New York, but when they embrace you like that, this is becoming your home very, very quickly. You embrace everything back. It's worth the waiting goal to get that visibility going.
Yes, could not agree more. Him and Dart are the men right now.
Frat boys.
Yeah, they got the frat boys. We got to get some type of sounds from the sideline for that game though. Like, I can't wait to hear what type of verbal grenades get lobbed out Darts and Scataboo's direction from those yeah. rabid Eagles fans. And I'm yeah. talking about even the 5 and 6 year old dudes. You
yes.
know, girls too. You know, yep. they'll surprise you out there.
And we need the unedited version because, I mean, usually when you get those sounds from the sideline, they're packaged from the team and it's like the best possible but entertaining spin on what went down on that sideline.
Right.
It had to be full chaos.
Yeah.
That's the sounds of the sideline I want.
So Joe Flacco at the podium today with the Bengals. I thought this was the most relatable thing he's ever said. Yeah. Maybe that any football player has ever said. Take it away, yep. Joe Flacco at the microphone, talking about being by himself in Cincinnati, family still, wife and kids are away. He's just by himself as the quarterback of the Bengals.
Go sit at a restaurant by myself and realize that, man, that's pretty enjoyable to do. I tell people all the time, I mean, I used to see guys sitting at a bar by themselves or, you know, just sitting by themselves eating and grabbing a little meal. And I'm like, man, I feel so bad for that guy. Like, you almost want to go join him. And now I realize, like, that dude was in heaven.
He realized right there that his wife would probably hear the clip when he got the reaction from the media and follow that up with, well, of course I'd like to be at home, yeah, ideally, did. Listening to my kids talk about what they did that day while we have dinner. But I think every dad can relate to that at some point. You're battling 10 hours a day at the 9 to 5 or 8 to 6 or whatever it is, and then you get home and it's nonstop, and you know, when they go to bed, you just put your head down exhausted.
Yes.
That dude by himself eating dinner is having maybe the best 90 minutes that he'll enjoy all year.
Absolutely, man. And anything too much can be frustrating. So yes. if you're Mr. Eat by myself every night at the bar guy, that probably sure. gets old too. The
yeah.
same way that being around the rambunctious kiddos every single day in, day out.
Yeah.
But yeah, just a random reprieve from that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you walk in the crib sometime and see your girl asleep and you say yes to yourself?
I hope she's not listening right
yes.
now.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you.
Tiger fist pump. The quietest celebration yeah. of all time.
Yes.
Like, tiptoeing around
you
the
tell
house.
The dogs to be quiet? Shh. What are you doing?
Calm down.
For me, it's when I come around the driveway towards the garage and the vehicle's not there. I'm like, man, she might have taken the kids somewhere.
Yeah, and you're like, dang it. Your sister's like, dang, honey, you're gone. When are you going to be home? How long is it going to be? Oh, no, it's going to be all day.
Missed you so much.
That hurts. Yeah. Well, shout out to Joe Flacco, man.
Living his best life there. Is this going to continue? There's no way this continues. That was a charmed existence.
Yeah, I do.
Last Thursday night.
I do think the Steelers defense is bad enough to where maybe it was a charmed existence. I need to look at that Bengals schedule and see exactly what it looks like here. But listen, when you're Joe Flacco and you got the answers to the test, and now you're throwing it to the best receivers you've ever had, go out there and have some fun.
It was funny what he was talking about, like he with throwing the ball to Chase, and he was so worried about like messing up. Like he was nervous.
Yeah.
Like oh,
him and Higgins.
Yeah, I hope he didn't hate me.
Well, thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Always a fun stroll through football's finest here in the G-Bag Nation. Eric is going back-to-back because I think we're going to talk some basketball next.
Yeah, I mean, we have the craziest scandal of the sports day going on in the association, and what's the concern level for Cooper Flag?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Flag next year in the nation.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Got some more Cowboy stuff coming up in about 15 minutes. Time now to talk some basketball. And where did the Mavs go from here after a disappointing debut for Cooper Flagg and a horrible performance by the defense? Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas, Eric.
Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and cut the lights out. We'll put the kids down for that afternoon snoozer, and the G-Bag Nation goes all 56 inches around that rim. Always a special occasion when we get some NFL news in the midst of our rim sesh. Adam Schefter, thank you, Mark Bristow, for pointing me in this direction. Just a minute ago, tweeted out that Bengals linebacker Logan Wilson has requested a trade. So there's a guy to monitor at the linebacker position, Logan Wilson, and we'll see what we can make of it, but that's fresh off the presses. Now, elsewhere, the biggest controversy in all of sports right now deals with the NBA. The Mafia was allegedly paying Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups to be a face to attract high rollers to rigged poker games with X-rayed tables and contact lenses and glasses that could read through cards. I mean, just a total crazy situation.
No way he knew all of that. No way Chauncey Billups knew that was the Mafia, and he knew that they were doing this behind his back, in a sense. He probably thought he was just working with some guys.
Yeah.
You know, who play poker with a celebrity.
Yeah, it's a great draw. You know, everybody wants to sit next to a famous person, an NBA champion, a finals MVP, I believe, in Chauncey Billups.
Because if you knew that was a Mafia guy, you wouldn't work with him. You'd be like, oh, nah, it's not going to work out.
Don't
want to
get
me.
Tied up in this. Yeah. I could see it like, hey, you like playing poker? Well, they're going to give you $5,000 to show up and play in this game. Your buy-in will be taken care of.
Yep.
Like it's happened when poker was huge for me in my early days of radio, they would do that. Like, hey, if you talk about it on your show and we advertise with you, then your buy-in is free. I could definitely, all I know is that on my Facebook, Trailblazers fans are rejoicing because Chauncey Billups, they feel like should have been fired already, but they're waiting to sell the team so the new owner can name his own guy.
Well, he was also potentially throwing games as well, tanking.
Wow.
To some extent. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's alleged to have told it. Somebody is alleged to have told a defendant that the team would bench starters and tank the March 24 game.
If he did do that, then he did know he was messing with Mafia guys.
Yeah.
And then that's crazy, bro. Yeah.
Well, what's even funnier is last night after the Trailblazers Trailblazers lose, Minnesota. This was Billups at the podium last night.
That pressure thing is nothing to me, man. I do the best I can and let the chips fall where they may. You know that about me by now, quick.
Well, we know now. We do know now, sir.
Let the chips fall, Chauncey. Yeah, I mean, Ben Fox made a pretty good little observation here that it kind of feels like, I mean, within a week, we've had a major jewel heist, a mafia-involved poker ring, and sports gambling corruption. Like living in the 1920s or something.
The only thing I'm surprised about with this story, well, I mean, I shouldn't say that. One of the things I'm surprised about with this story is that they only got $7 million out of doing this for 4 years. Like, who all is on your payroll? You know, I imagine, you know, the mafia's got a lot of people. You got Chauncey Billups working for you. You got Damon Jones working for you. Maybe Gilbert Arenas.
Somebody went rogue and did a side job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably not even approved.
Could see that. It's just not enough money to be worth
enough.
It. Yep. I know. That's what's weird. That's what's so weird about all this. All these guys have made so much money. Why would you do this for?
I mean, am I even covering costs over a 4 year period with $7 million? I don't know.
Nope. I want more if I was the Don. We need a better scam, guys.
You mentioned Damon Jones, and he was profiting from intel about LeBron James' injuries because he coached LeBron in Cleveland and knows him real well. So, like, he basically was able to get the heads up if LeBron was not going to be playing in a game and then have people, you know, gamble.
Make the wagers.
With that perspective. Now, LeBron James is apparently unaware that Damon Jones was profiting from intel about his injuries.
Oh, that would be a hell of a story. That's an automatic cover-up. That's a Shohei Ohtani playbook situation.
Yeah, it makes you wonder about the Shohei stuff, too. Like, all the Terry Rozier is being investigated by the NBA, and they're like, nah, he's good. And now here comes the FBI. Now, can we even trust the FBI these days? I don't know. We're living in a crazy world. Speaking of the FBI, though, this is the FBI official talking about the alleged NBA gambling ring, and listen to him, just a total non-ball knower.
The indictment details specific examples where the defendants profited from illegal gambling and illegal betting on various NBA games, about the performance of players on, among other things, the Charlotte Hornets, the Portland Trail Blazers, the Los Angeles Lakers, and the Toronto Rangers.
Yes. Best soundbite of the day.
Come on now, bro. The Toronto Rangers.
What did you just say?
That's how we know he's making it all up.
Yeah. Now, all of this allows for us to spend less time on what happened to the Mavs last night, which was an unmitigated disaster led by Victor Wembanyama, who is unlike anything we have ever seen in the sport. He was so ridiculously impressive last night at that size, dribbling, getting after it, both ends of the floor. I mean, he had some sequences that it was just... It's like, this is so unfair, dude. This guy is an absolute cheat code.
He's a monster.
He is. He is. It was like, he is a 2K creative player, like Lucius mentioned earlier. Like, this is, I don't know how you go about really trying to stop this guy. But even besides that, the Mavs just looked bad last night. And the Cooper flag plan of him running point and all that kind of stuff, just a total joke.
Yeah, we don't need to see that one again for a while. I think minimize it for him, put him on the wing, let him catch it weak side and either attack or shoot. What do you think about how that game started with the failed alley-oop attempt? That's kind of what I'm talking about. Like, he's not a high-flying finisher. This is going to be a guy that I think is going to dominate more from like 12 to 18 feet out, just hitting mid-range jumper, able to hit threes. And then, yes, kind of finish. You know, maybe in transition, but, you know, I think that was one of my main concerns in college. Like, when he turns the corner and gets into the lane, he can't power up and go through or over guys. He's not quick enough to beat everybody to the rim. He kind of gets in there and then makes a decision. And a lot of times it's a jump hook or a dump down pass, but it's not offensively. I think that part of his game isn't going to be what drives him on a Hall of Fame career if he ends up having one.
Yeah, I mean, the whole place would have erupted right there at the start of the game if he's able to finish the flush on the alley-oop. I do think he's a pretty impressive dunker, and we've seen him be the recipient of some great alley-oops, but the handle and just how loose he is with that and just some lazy passes.
Yeah.
There's some things that are going to have to get cleaned up.
Big they take picture. Away your angle so much quicker.
Yes. Yeah, that was – and then seeing like seeing Wemby doing what he's doing, like what a welcome to the NBA moment for a guy like Cooper Flagg. Even Anthony Davis was shell-shocked. Him and Derek Lively didn't stand a chance.
Anthony Davis was looking up at the dude the whole time.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis hasn't looked up at a dude in a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and he was just getting bullied.
You hope you can wash your hands of this game and you can chalk it up to maybe a night one jitters for Cooper Flagg and some new pieces and Jason Kidd trying to get a handle. And I have a high degree of respect for, you know, how Jason Kidd goes about his business. But, you know, while you're looking down on that Spurs bench and you see Sean Sweeney, a guy who, when he stepped in, they had the same players that Rick Carlisle did. And they took one of the worst defenses in the NBA and actually made it one of the best the year they went to the conference finals. And then you're back in the finals, and then okay, we lose Luka, but we got Cooper Flagg and we're gonna win with defense. And then you give up 125, and it was at times an easy 125. Like, yes, Wembanyama made some difficult shots off the dribble and he had the highest plus minus in the game. He was plus 31, but so many other Spurs either had easy shots at the rim or were unconscious with their jump shots that it could be one of those games where you look back on and say that was a total outlier, just happened to happen game one, but it's not a good omen.
No, it's not a good omen at all, and we'll see how they pick up the pieces here and try to adjust, but last night was a huge disappointment. They struggled in the paint so much. You're supposed to have these bigs. Yeah. Your defense is supposed to be the backbone of your squad. And like you mentioned at the start of the show, like the Dumont and Adelson family's got to be looking at Nico like,
yes,
really? This is what we're doing? And that can be the ultimate silver lining to a potential disaster situation here brewing with the Mavericks.
And we may need that to happen because check it out. Like, Nico's probably not going to want to blow up this roster. But if they fail bad enough with Nico's plan, maybe it gets him fired, and now you actually have a chance to get young assets for Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis before they're too far over the hill to be tradable.
Yes, yeah, that's something that you have to consider. And how about the fact that he had zero turnovers last night, Wemby? Like, he did all of that. Yeah. I mean, it's 40-15-3, no turnovers, 30 minutes, and there was probably, I don't know, at least five Sports Center top 10 type plays that he put on. Like, I do wonder, Sports Center top 10 today, that could have probably just been like at least 50% just Wemby moments from last night.
He's got the top play. I would just say they needed to be a lot more physical. You know, I think, what's Jason Kidd say? Make them feel you. Mm-hmm. That's how you do it. But I mean, his limbs are so long. You can't get a knock away. You can't knock him on his butt and get away with a foul once to create a turnover for Wembanyama. I just don't think they were nearly tenacious enough on defense. And Daniel Gafford getting back, I guess, would help a little bit. But this is more about Anthony Davis and Derek Lively needing to be a lot more physical when you see him next time.
Yeah, and you just don't really have an offensive focal point. Like, mm-hmm. Anthony Davis can't really be that guy consistently night in, night out. He was super inefficient last night.
Yes.
And he just ends up on the floor, like, after almost every offensive possession, you feel like he's peeling himself up off the hardwood or he's settling for a missed jumper.
Yeah.
Like,
that third quarter, you got vibes from last year, didn't you?
Yes.
Where it's like, this offense is totally without a rudder. They're trying to make it up as they go along, taking turns, trying to create, but nobody with a real understanding of how to break down a defense. So we'll hope for the best tomorrow. The good news is it's Washington. Man, if Washington puts up 120-plus, we know we might have a disaster on our hands. But, not the opener that we anticipated. We have an updated quarterback index. What does Dak have to say about how much he's improved since the last time he played against the Broncos? Andrew Mason covers the Broncos for 104.3 in Denver, and he'll join you coming up at 5 o'clock here. It's the G-Bag Nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. plays a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. The Jake Ferguson Show coming up at 5:35 here. And you're going to be able to see him from home now. We're going to get to him just a little bit later, but at 5:35, he has enough time to get home and jump on the Zoom cam. So you'll be able to watch him, talk with us here coming up at 5:35 every Thursday on 105thefan.com, Twitch, and on YouTube. Yeah. Where is Dak in the QB index? We'll get to that in just a second. He was asked today how much his game has evolved since the Cowboys 2017 game in Denver. Every which way, he said, honestly, I think that was my second season. I didn't even have a personalized training yet. I came in as a rookie and played so well that I was just telling the coaches, no knock to any of my coaches, but I almost didn't get coached in the details of the position because I started off so hot. Hey, don't mess with him. Don't ruin it. Right. Year two was tough, and that's probably why it was a down year for me. I'm a guy that wants to push, wants to get better, wants to be coached hard. I didn't have a lot of growth from year one to year two, which is also on myself, having a whole off season. So I can't even begin. Every part of my game has evolved and changed and gotten better since then. That was before the John Kitna offseason, which really evolved his game prior to the 2019 season. And every year since then, it seems like he's just continued to get better and better. So my question for the Texans is, do you think Dak Prescott will keep it up all season long? You were giving me some pretty strong stats on where Dak is analytically there at the break, Chief.
Yeah, I mean, Dak right now is first in total QBR. He is fourth in EPA per play. He's fifth in completion percentage over expectation. His bad throw percentage is at 10%. That's good for number two in the league. I think I could give you guys till the rest of time, and you wouldn't be able to tell me who's better than Dak right now in the bad throw percentage, because it is a guy who is he's actually been good this year relative to expectations. Probably a top 15 quarterback, and you'd be surprised at it. But
Baker Mayfield.
No.
Jordan Love.
No.
Top 15 quarterback.
He's been a top 15 quarterback. You don't consider him that way at all. The team is not good, but he's actually surprised some people this year, and he goes by the name of Spencer Rattler.
Look at that, Spencer Rattler.
Oh, Rats. Yes. Has the lowest bad throw percentage in the sport, and then Dak is at number two right now. Now, keep in mind, Dak has been a guy that generally has been in the 17% range in terms of bad throw percentage throughout his career. And like 17% right now in the league would be good for, you know, around 20th. Between 15 and 20 is what that would rank among quarterbacks. And that's who Dak usually is. But this year, 10% bad throw rate. His pressure to sack ratio, when he gets pressured, does he get sacked? No, only Daniel Jones is better at him than that right now. The only thing that weighs him down a little bit and keeps him from probably being the number one overall when you just do all the analytics would be the air yards per reception. And I guess, I mean, they're doing a lot of the line of scrimmage stuff with like, hey, here's Ferguson, see if we can do something with that.
Yeah.
But you are still getting plenty of chunk plays through the air. So it's not something that I'm super concerned about. The explosive passing game is still there. You saw it on full display just the other day versus Washington. I think when you're looking at explosives and where you'd like to see more is probably in the run game. Maybe Jaden Blue can start to help that. But overall, I mean, Dak has been totally freaking dialed.
At 877-881-1053, will Dak keep this up the remaining 10 games of the season? And I think before you say, well, it's a loaded team, I don't think anybody was fighting for Javonte Williams this offseason. The offensive line might be bottom third, and they were incredibly efficient and explosive even when CD Lamb was out. So to me, until further notice, this is Dak carrying the team, and I do expect this level of performance, not only to continue this season, but for the next couple of seasons. You know, as Dak hits 33 next year, then 34, who knows what happens at 35? I mean, that can be a big beginning of the decline. But, you know, with sports medicine being what it is now and how much Dak is paying attention to his body and recovery, who knows? Maybe he's got 6 or 7 more years at this level.
Gosh, that would be awesome, man. That would be really dang cool if he can sustain this. When you look at the schedule right now, I think this Broncos game will be really like the last for anybody who's still doubting that this can be sustained. Going into Denver and putting on a show.
Yeah.
I think that would really dispel any concerns that you have moving forward. You don't really have like an outdoor game that freaks you out in the weather. I guess Christmas Day in Washington could be a little bit of that, but their defense sucks. The Giants at the end of the season, last game, could be cold and weather could be a factor there. But otherwise, I think this hurdle playing in Denver versus that defense, if you go out there and still put on a show, I don't think there's much to question moving forward.
And I expect success. I really do. All right, let's move on here to Nick Shook's quarterback index here for week 8. Where does he have Dak Prescott? Behind how many players? Baker Mayfield is number one in the QB index. Patrick Mahomes, number two. Dak Prescott coming in number three. He says more of the same from Dak in week 7. Accuracy, improv, and an undying desire to propel the Cowboys forward. Most importantly, he's established one of the best quarterback wide receiver connections in the NFL with George Pickens. Dallas games are appointment viewing because of their highlight producing potential. Dak Prescott, top 4 quarterback in the league. It feels that way. I really only think, if there was an all quarterback draft, it's Mahomes and Allen and maybe Lamar Jackson. Like if the season's starting right now, I don't think the majority of GMs would believe Baker Mayfield is sustainable as Dak Prescott is. Maybe I'm off on that. But the surprise really came in tier 2, where it's a ton of new names. Drake May, number 5. Yeah. Is this premature? I mean, are we going to lock this guy in as a top 5 quarterback already in year 2? I know it's been impressive. And, they're 5-2, should be 6-1. And then Sam Darnold coming in at number 6. Brian, what do you think?
I'll tell you what, though, the thing with the interesting thing, you mentioned Sam Darnold. I got some stuff from Next Gen, and they were talking about like downfield throws. And it was really that Dak was second to Sam Darnold. Yeah, let me get this one for you. Dak has 984 yards on downfield throws, which of 10 plus air yards. This season, that's the 3rd most in the NFL. Prescott is one of only 2 qualified quarterbacks to have thrown for 90-plus downfield yards in every game this season, Sam Darnold being the 2nd one. So Sam Darnold having similar success as Dak Prescott of like pushing the ball down the field and making those throws. This is what's interesting, too. On those downfield throws, he's added a plus 200% total win probability with his downfield throws, which is 9.5 more than any other quarterback in the league. So he's you know, when Dak is working that ball down the field, that's the shot for them to win these football games.
Yeah, and the numbers of George Pickens last year for Pittsburgh against the Denver Broncos with Patrick Surtain. I know he only had 2 catches, I think, for 29 yards, but he drew a pass interference of like 50 yards.
He had 2 plays called back. He could have had over 100 yards of reception. He had two plays called back. One called back because of a holding penalty, and the other one was a touchdown that got called back. So he had a couple of he would have had more numbers against Surtain if it wouldn't been for the Pittsburgh penalties and stuff.
Well, it is like Chief said, it's a huge week to, you know, pronounce yourselves as a legitimate offense against what might be the best defense in the NFL. The NFL at large still not buying these Cowboys at all. We go to PFF's power rankings here going into week eight. Yeah, week eight. Cowboys' chances of making the playoffs, what do you think it is?
35%?
28.
It's 20%. No one in the NFL playing better football than Dak right now. In his last four games, completed 71% of his pass attempts and all that, 13 touchdowns, no picks. Prescott's 91 overall PFF grade is second among quarterbacks. Crucial week seven against the Commanders leaves the Cowboys at 3-3-1, second in the East. They've got enough in the tank offensively to make a run, but the defense still needs work. Their chance of winning the Super Bowl is at just 1%. That's sobering, you know, and I think as the Cowboys front office, you got to take all that into account. I'm kind of surprised that we have not seen a trade yet, considering how bad this defense is. You could lose to anybody, and I'd be looking to cut that thing off right now. Like, you have a chance against Denver if you can stop the run to actually win a game with defense if you would have, you know, a credible ability to stop teams. But I just don't think that's, you know, not nearly the case right now. And it's only high-powered offense and takeaways that have you as high as it is. The top team in the NFL, it is the Kansas City Chiefs. With an 84% chance of making the playoffs, 13% chance of winning the Super Bowl. Then the Lions, Rams, Packers at number four, and Buffalo Bills sitting there to round out your top five, and the Eagles at number six. All right, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And coming up next, we're going to go out to Denver. Andrew Mason covers the Broncos, has for a long time, and he'll tell us what he thinks about this matchup coming up next. It's the G-Bag Nation on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.